This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Newfields Ag. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, as we are now wrapping up another week in the ag marketplace with the shortened week due to Good Friday and the Easter holiday weekend. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets on this Maundy Thursday?
Just a kind of a choppy day. Saw the headlines that hit the world every day from Trump, but people are afraid to take positions into the weekend, so they're not much trading going on. Corn's been higher, lower. It's lower right now. Beans lower. Wheat a little bit higher. We closed today at the 120, and we don't reopen until Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We did have so there's a holiday trade going on today because of the long weekend. We did have exports that were very good. Beans 730,000 metric tons at the top end of the range. Corn 1.56 million metric tons. A very good number there. There have been some rain delays on the planting that's supportive, but it also is helping the dry conditions out there. The tariffs seem to be dialed in. You look at the chart of the beans, all this talk with China, bean market hasn't really retreated. It's in the last 4 or 5 days, it's been a sideways pattern, trading sideways about 80 cents off the low. So that's a positive for the beans.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Newfields Ag, we know farmer success is the backbone of the agricultural industry, and your insights and experiences are invaluable in developing effective solutions to improve productivity, resilience, and sustainability in farming. By Newfields Ag focusing on the needs and priorities of farmers, farmer-focused research aims to generate actionable insights and practical solutions that can contribute to the long-term viability and resilience of your farming systems. Newfields Ag, innovations in your fields. Visit our website at newfieldsag.com.
May corn down 2 even at 482 and a quarter. May soybeans down 2 and a quarter at 1036 and a half. May soybean meal down $1.10 at $295.60. Soybean oil up 39 cents at $47.87. On the Merck, June live cattle up $2 at $204.07. May feeders up $2.45 at $286.85. May lean hogs up 25 cents at $90.40. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.